Gimel Lamed Aleph, we had had two Mahalchim in the Mishneh, Motzo Shitrei Chayiv, Yeshbem Achayis Nachosim Neyarder, Shebezden Nefroim Mehen. So we had one Mahalach of Rav Asi. But Rav Asi said that speaking about Shechayiv Meide, the Loive is Meide that the Malva lost the Shtar, and he's saying you should return it to the Malva. Afal Pikain, we don't return it to the Malva because since there was a Reyes of the Nefila, Rechayish, Shema, Kosav, Lilvais, Venison, Vleilova, Tishrei, Apostle Ishtar, Ishtar Mugdim, and therefore, I might mourn from the Lekuche Shalai Kedin, therefore we will not return to Ishtar. Ein b'machayis nechosim yarzer, because then we will not mourn from the Lekuches, so he's made it at the Malve, lost it, Adrabe, so let's give it back to the Malve. That was Rav Asi's Mahalach. We asked, according to Rav Asi, why is there a din of Kaisvin Shtal Eloivim, Afal Pi Shein Malve, he might let us be afraid that Shema Kosav Luvais Benissin, Bleilova Tishrei, that was the kasha according to Rav Asi. So the Gemara answered according to Rav Asi in the Chanami. The whole aloha that Kais Mishtal Eloive Afopi Shein Malve Imoi is only speaking about a case of a Shitre Akniyoso that they make a Kinyan Chalipin Bishas the chasma and the shtar, so the loive is meshubet to pay mishas ksivin. Our mishneh, that we are chayish of shem and kosav, lilva is benisim lelova tishrei, is speaking about we found a shtar that is not a shtar akniyoso, and there, which normally, such a shtar will not be written if the malva is not there, but we're afraid maybe it was written, and it is a posel shtar, and this is because of the reyes in the nefila. That was one mahalach in the Mishnah, that was Rav Asi's mahalach in the Mishnah. Abaye had a different mahalach. Abaye had a mahalach that Emerson Kaisman Shtal Aloiva Apopi Shein Malve Imoi is Bechlana the problem, because there is a concept of Eidav Bechsubim Zochin Loi that as soon as the Eidim Chasma and the Shtal Benissin, so when the Malve will get the Shtal, the Shibud will be Chal retroactively from Nissin, so there's no problem whatsoever. So according to Abaye, so if it's speaking about Chayiv Moidem, and the Loive is Moidem that the Malva lost the Shtar, and there's no problem whatsoever of a Shtar Mugdem, so why don't we return the Shtar to the Malva? So Abaye said, we're afraid, Chashinan Lepiroin Uleknunye. We're afraid maybe the Loive paid up the Shtar already, and that is why the shtar got lost, because the loive dropped it, and the loive is not careful with the shtar, since he paid up the chayv already. So why is he now moide that the malva lost the shtar? Because he wants to make a knunye, he together with the malva, that they'll say the shtar is not paid up, and the man from lekuches shaloi kedin. So that is why we loyarze. That so these were the two mahalchim we had till now. So let us go further in the sugya. Ulishmul da'oma loychashinen lepiroin uleknunye. Shmuel holds we are not chayish l'peroin. We are never afraid that the shtar was paid up. Because if the shtar was paid up, so the loive tears the shtar right away. He doesn't keep the shtar around. He has no need for the shtar. So when we see a shtar sholem, we know 100% that the shtar was not paid up, and the malva lost the shtar. So if that is the case, so according to Shmuel, why don't we return the shtar? Let us see Rashi. Shmuel said later, we found the shtar, vafilu ein chayiv meide. We found the shtar, and the shtar says that Reuven owes Shimon money, and Reuven says, I paid up. And Shmuel says, Loi chashini lepiroin, I'm not chayish that the shtar was paid up. The misa de porei, if it would be true that he paid him up, mikra havikorelei, so then he would have torn the shtar. The Omar Shmuel lekamon, ha-moitzi shtar hakno b'shuk. If a person finds a shtar hakno, shtar hakno is a shtar hakniyoso, that it says in the shtar that they were mekabel kinyan from the loive. So Shmuel says, yachzer lebayla, we give it to the malva. We find such a shtar, I'm telling you the shtar was not paid up, because if the shtar was paid up, it would have been torn the minute it was paid up. So memele, so I assume the shtar was not paid up, and the malva lost the shtar, and you give the shtar to the malva. V'choshken kshechayiv moide, in a vade gevis, if the loive tainas I didn't pay up, so yezicha, give the shtar to the malva. Mahay time agufe. The miyoim periyosai hu kairoi. That's a cloud. The minute a loive pays up a choiv, he tears the shtar. Hilkach, leke lemeichesh lachas man leknunye. So this whole shtek teire that Abaye says, when I see the shtar, so here Vakasha, how did it get lost? I say, Mr. Tom, the loive lost the shtar, he wasn't careful. Why is the loive saying that he didn't pay up? He wants to make a knunya. According to Shmuel, there is no such thing. If you see a shtar, the loive did not lose the shtar. If the loive paid up, he tears up the shtar. If you see a shtar, that means the malva lost the shtar, and it was not paid up. So, in here it says in our Mishnah that Motza Shitre Choyvim Yeshme Machayis Nechosim Lo Yachza. Why Lo Yachza? If you find a shtar, Al Kochach the Malvu lost the shtar. So, Memele, and it was not paid up. So, Amai Lo Yachza. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Lo Shmuel Da'oma Lo Yachashinu Lepiroi. Shmuel holds we are never chayish that the shtar was paid up, since the shtar is not torn. And therefore, Ole Knunye, there's no chash of Knunye, because I assume that the malva lost the shtar, and he still owes him the money. Mai ike lemeima. So how did Shmuel learn pshat in our Mishnah? Hani chisa v'lo kerab asi. If Shmuel holds like Rab Asi, that Rav Asi said, you only the din of kois min shtar leloive, afa pishen malve imoy, is only by a shtar hakno. because we are afraid Vayishtar de Lavakno could be because of Luvis Benis Lova Tishrei. Is Mukim as Nisin Bishitre de Lavakno? So then we'll say our Mishnah is speaking about Ashtar de Lavakno. I have here a Reyes de Nefila. Why is this? Why did the Ashtar get lost? The Mustamets Apostle Ashtar, because of Luvis Benisin, Lelova Tishrei. So if Shmuel holds like Rabasi, he has a Mahalach in the Mishnah. Elo Isova ke Abaye. But if Shmuel holds like Abaye, Doma Eidov Bechsumov Zochinloi. According to Abaye, you don't need a shtar hakno. As soon as Edom chasme on the shtar, and eventually the malva gets a hold of the shtar, so the shibud is chal mishas chsimas ha'edem. So memele, so if he holds like Abaye, what is pshat in the Mishnah? He can't say Abaye is pshat chayshine lepiroin, because Shmuel is not chayish lepiroin. Ma'ika lemeima. So how did Shmuel pshat in the Mishnah? Enver te gemore, Shmuel muki lemasnisen b'ksha'ein ksha'ein chayiv moide. The Mishnah is speaking about, we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, it's speaking about that the loive says it's a mezuyif tikishtar. That's what it's talking about. The loive says it's a full star. I never borrowed any money from him. So memele, right? So it's a full star. So a person found the star. So the malva says it's a good star. The loive says it's a full star. So memela, the person who found it as a mitzvah of a shavas avedi, doesn't know what to do. So layatza, don't give it to the malva. Why should you give it to the malva? It's a dangerous document. So layatza. Frek the gemore ihochi. Fine. If the Mishnah is speaking about that the loive tainis, it's a shtar mezuyev. So let's go further in the Mishnah. Motzu shitrechoy. Im yesh b'machayis nechosa. If it says in the shtar you come up from Yishubodim, lo yachs. Don't give it back. Shebezn nefroy mehem. Bezn will be goyva with the shtar, and now the loiva says it's a mezuyiv to kishtar. Ein b'machayis nechosim. But if there's no, it doesn't say in the shtar that you could man from Yishubodim, Yachzer, Shein Bezn nefroy mehem divrei Rav Meir. So we have a tremendous problem. Hey, Nachanami Bezl will not mourn from the Mishabodim. Bezl will not mourn from the Lekuches, but they'll mourn from him. And he says it's a Mezuyiv Tekishtar. So Amar Yachzer. That's the Gemara's Kash. Yehochi, Ke'en Bamachayis Nechosin, Amar Yachzer. Nehede loigovi min mishabdi, the malva cannot be goyfer from the mishabodim, from the lakuches. Nimde choyre migvigovi, but from the bnei choyrem of the loive hilmon. So, the moitzi aveda, who he doesn't know who's telling the truth. Why should he be machzer the shtar to the malva? So the Gemara says, Shmuel l'taymei. Kama Shmuel oimer hoya rameya, shtachoy she'en boy achayis nechosim, en goyve loyme mishabdi v'loyme bnei chori. Rameya holds a shtar that is no achayis in the shtar, that shtar is worthless. You can't mourn from anybody. Now, let us see Rashi so far on the Gemara. Zot Rashi, Haniche, the Gemara said, if Shmuel holds like Rabasi, that's very good. So with Chayish, it's a thing about that we found a shtar, that's not a shtar akniyoso, and we're afraid of Tereyes and Nefilim, Shemakosav Luvais Panisim Lalobatish. The Ikashe. So Rashi asks, Al Kochach Loisvira Leikabaye. that what's the moral suffix if he holds like Abaye, if he holds like Abasi? The Ike Abaye Sfirulei, we, Rashi before brought down a memre, Shmuel said, Hamoitzi Shtar Hakno Bishuk, Yarzel Abaylam. So why did he say Shtar Hakno Bishuk? Because if it's not a Shtar Hakno, we're Chayish, Shemakosov, Lubasness or Lova Tishrei. According to Abaye, there's no problem if it's not a Shtar Hakno. Hol Abaye and Chilik Bein Zelazer, the Fulu, the Lavakno, Nami Yarzel. Hoyel Shmuel, Chayish Lepiroi. If he's not Chayish Lepiroi, so why did Shmuel say Davke? Hamoitzi shtar hakno bishuk. Zetrashi lav pirche. No, that's no kash. The moida Abaye, bizloimote shtore liyode, Abaye, that holds eida v'chsum of zochin loy, that is only when the malve eventually got the shtar. If the malve did not get the shtar, so then he's not zochin the shibut. Kidamora, Hilkach Ikalameima, Kosav Lilvois, Beloy Love Legamri, some Emele, that what Shmuel said, Amoitzi Shtarak no Bishuk, Yarzel Abaylam, Etavka Shtarak no, because I know, I when I see a Shtarak no, I know that it was a Kinyichalipin. I know the Leiva became Mishubit. I know the Choy was not paid up because the Shtar was not torn. So Shmuel says, so give it back to the Malve. If it's not a Shtar Akno, so who says Uz Bechlal Mota Liyode? Who says the Shtar was ever given to the Malve? And if the Shtar was not given to the Malve, so Memele, so then there's no debate of Chsum Zochinloi. So Memele, so from Shmuel there's no right, he doesn't hold like Abaye. He said Shtar Akno, and because if it wouldn't be a Shtar Akno, it wouldn't be Yarsa Labai. Leimot Eliyode Mi'oilo. So the Gemara, so we have a problem. What did Shmuel do with our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Shmuel Mukilok She'ein Chayev Moik. Shmuel says the Mishnah is speaking about that the loive is not moide that he owes him money. B'ksivas ha-shtar, he's not moide that he ever wrote the shtar. Sha'ayma loive, loikosafti, mezuyifu. So that pshat. We found the shtar, it says that Reuven, ashtar sheyesh po yachayis nachosim. So it says in the Mishnah, loyachsa, don't give it back to the malve. So we're asking according to Shmuel, why not? So the Teretz is, you don't give it back to the Malve. You don't give it back to the Malve because the Loive is tining that it's a Mazuyit Kekishta. The Imtaima, Vektrashi Amoyre de Kekasha, oh, that's the whole Shaila, is Yiskayim Bechay Somov. So let's be Mekayim Dishta. What's a Loyarza? You say Loyarza, be Mekayim Dishimis. So Rashi says, Kivin Shenofal Israelay, since it fell, there's a Reyesed in the Fila, that means we have a Kasha. We have a, when a Shtar gets lost, we have a Kasha. How did this Shtar get lost? If it's a legitimate document, and it's a nechoshev document, and it's a precious document, how did it get lost? V'amrinim neisha posel hoya v'loy niza. U'memnine lei lahai. So Rashi says, Amir de Kezach, that Rashi says that according to Shmuel, that it's, there was a reyesed in the fila, and the loive says it's mezuyev. So there's, the Leiva says it's a mezuyev tikishtar, and this it's not time to say he's tining it's mezuyev. That when it was lost gufa, you see that it's a mezuyev tikishtar. So Rashi says kiyam won't help. Amura tikishtar, a fellow will see in Tosfos perhaps. If you look him, when kiyam will help, when it won't help. But Rashi just tells us kiyam will not help. since it's a reyeset in the field and the loivetain is mezuyiv, that's why we don't return the shtar. So the Gemara is fine. So now I understand. By yeshbo echayis nechosim lo yachzer. So the Gemara says, what's on the safe? And the safe says, ein bo echayis nechosim yachzer. But if it doesn't say echayis, you can't mum from lekuches. So then you give back the shtar to the malva. So the Gemara is, why do you give back the shtar to the malva? Ein echanami, you won't mum from lekuches, but you're gonna mum from bnei chori. And then he says it's a mezuyif to kishtar. So why are you giving it back to the mouth? So the Gemara says, no, Shmuel holds, according to Rameya, ashtar she'ein boy achayis nechosim, ein goy v'loy me mishabdi v'loy me b'nei chayri. You cannot mon afilu from b'nei chayri. Now we have to understand what kind of din is this. So let us see the next Rashi, on number 8. So Rashi says, Eine goive loy menachosim mishubodim v'loy mibnei chayrim im ein haloive moide. If the loive is not moide and alvo, and the malva has a star, and the star says, there's two eidem gechasmet on the star, that Reuven borrowed from Shimon 100 talents. Loibe said, no, I didn't borrow. Loibe says he didn't borrow. Forget about Mezuyif. The Loibe says he didn't borrow. So the Malva cannot mon with the shtar. The shtore, the loishibet bo nechosim, a shtar that is no shibud nechosim, lav shtore hu, vahave kemilva alpeh, so now we have to understand what Rashi is saying. This is a Muradike Rashi, and let's explain. Yeshita mentions this for, and the Chiddush Arim mentions this for. A Muradike Zas. There is a kasha that all Rishonim ask, and the answer of this kasha is a machlokes harishonim. It says in the posik, al pi shnayim edim yokum tovo. And Chazal darshan al pi shnayim edim, it means edim say, whatever they say, al pi shnayim edim yokum tovo. Mi pi hem v'loy mi piksovo. That means they have to say in bezden, the Eidus. Well, let me pick some. So, l'chayre, that means, in other words, if two Eidim will write, they don't want to go to Bezden, or write a certified document that they write to the Bezden, we two Eidim, we saw this and this, and this and this time, they borrowed money, we send it to Bezden, we can throw out this document. It is worthless. The whole nemonis of Eidus is only mipim. If you say it in Bezden, it has a worth. If you don't say it in Bezden, it's written mipim v'loy mipiksov. That is such a cloud. So now, kan shayil aben, so if there's such a cloud, mipim v'loy mipiksov, So how do we, why is there such a din of shtoris? There's a din of shtar. We rely on shtoris. Shtar milve, the shtar says that he borrowed money. We rely on the shtar. Ayetz mi pi and v'lay mi pi ksova. So the teretz to this kasha is, there are two sugim. There's a din hagodis eidis, and there's a din shtar. By Eidus, there's aloches, mi piyem, v'loy mi piksovam. By shtar, there's no such aloche. There's a din, eidem achsumim al ashtar, kimi shenechkere idusam bebezn. If you have a shtar, it's equivalent. Gilu these eidem said Eidus and bezn. But, kan shoyel aben, when is it called a shtar? There's a gzeiris akosav of shtoris. We learn that from a posik. Ksoiv b'seifa v'chasoiv. There's a posik in Yirmiyah. We see klor. There's such a concept of a shtar, and we have to scratch our heads. So how does this shtim with the din mipi and belay mipi ksav? So there's the teretzis, there's a din of shtar, and there's a din of a goddess aitis. When is it called a shtar, and when is it called a goddess aitis? So this Rashi seems to say, a shtar means if the shtar makes a kinyan, that's called a shtar. That means the shtar is making some sort of a transaction. Then, on this document is aloche, eidim achsumim al ashtar, nasek mishenechre dusam bebezn. You don't need agoda bebezn, you don't need mipiyim, it could be balayla. There's a xeris akosav of shtaris, but it has to be a shtar. And it only has a shame shtar if it is something that makes a kinyan. Then it is a shame shtar. That is the taitch of shtar. So Mamela Sarashi says Amur de Kazakh. If you have a shtar sheyesh boyachayis nechos, that means the shtar is meshabit the karkois. There's a shibud on the karkois. So this is a shtar kinyan. Oh, if this is a shtar kinyan, so then we have, if this is a shtar kinyan, so then we have the gzeres of Kosov of shtoris, which on the gzeres of Kosov of shtoris was said, and whatever is written on the shtar, we accept it. We accept it as a goddess aidis. So, but that's dafke, if the shtar of this document made a transaction. But if the document did not make any transaction whatsoever, it's not a shtar. That's what Rameya holds. So therefore, Rameya said, I'm going to kishtik toire. Milve, she'ein boyach, a shtar, she'ein boyach, ayis nechosem. So Memele, the shtar, what does the shtar say? The shtar does not make any kinyan whatsoever. Does not make any shibud whatsoever. It's just a document saying that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Oh, and that we have a klami pi and bulami pi ksavam. We will not accept this. This is not an acceptable hagodis edis. So now let's see Rashi. That's what Rashi says. So Moira de Kizach, she tells Rashi. Ein egoi v'loi min achosem mishubodim v'loi mibnei choyrim. If there's no shibud in the shtar, will not goi v'loi min achosem mishubod v'loi mibnei choyrim. Im ein haloi v'moide, if the loi is not moide, the shtar is worthless. The shtore, the loi shibet bo nechosem, a shtar, which did not create a shibud nechosim, lav shtorahu. It's not a shtar. The whole teretz that we answered, amol des adin mipi and v'loy mibig sovom, and amol des adin eidem achsumim al ashtar. So the teretz is, if it's a shtar, so then this adin kemishte nechkrei dusam bebesn, you don't need a god of bepe, you don't need all hilchishta. All hilchas are going to say this, but the shtore de loy shibud bo nechosim, a shtar that is no shibud nechosim, lav shtorehu. That doesn't have a shame shtar. In the minute it doesn't have a shame shtar, so there's nothing I'm going to say this. Vahaveke milvalpe, so it's a milvalpe. V'she'ein ole eidim, and there's no eidim whatsoever that's being made. There are no eidim whatsoever that are being made. That there was a halva, because it doesn't have a shame shtar. So memele, so that is why. So memele, now the Mishnah is beautiful. So that's what the Mishnah says. We're speaking about a case according to Shmuel that we found a shtar. So if it's yesh b'yachayis nechosim, it's a shtar. So it's speaking about according to Shmuel that the loiv is said it's a mezuyif tikshtar. I never wrote it. It's forged. It's a forged star. So memele state in the Mishnah lo yachzer. Listen, I can give it back to the Malva. The loiv says it's a forged star. You found a shavu sabay. There's no mitzvah to give back a forged star to Malva. I'm sorry. This is a dangerous document. out your mitzvah na Shabbos Aveda, you hold on to the shtar till it'll be nisbara, who, what happens. Rashi says, Kiyam also won't help because there's a reyes in the field. You hold on to the shtar. A shtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim, so there's nothing what to worry about. With this document, he can't mon a penny from the loiver. So memela is sold. So you give it to the malva. You give it to the malva. Now let's go a little further. Look at the Gemara. Bechima acher she'ein oi goibes. Rimmel says, okay, a shtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim. So why do you return it? So there's a Mordek Pshat in this Gemara from the Chiddush Yerim, which I'd like to mention now. But the Chiddush Yerim and Mordek Pshat. Be'etzem, the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah that if a person finds an Aveda, it's a chiyuv, he's mechuyav to give it back. He can't keep it for himself. That is dafke an aveda that has a shabbos of a shava pruta, a minimum shabbos of a shava pruta. Then there's a din, there's a mitzvah of a shabbos aveda. An aveda that's worth less than a shava pruta, find his keepers. There's no mitzvah of a shabbos aveda. I found that I can keep it for myself. Like the Gemara, you just said a mouthful over here. You just said a shtar, like this. When a person finds a shtar, so I'll ask you, how much is the shtar worth? So I'll tell you like this. Between you and me, the paper isn't worth a shabbat puta. But it's a document. It has a potential value. It could be goyve from the loiva with this. This is zikhar ha-shabbos. This is worth at least, this is zikhar worth more than a shabbat puta. So all the time, when you find a shtar that is, can accomplish something, it's a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda, give it back. But now you just said that Rameya holds a shtar she'ein bo yachayis nechosim is worthless. The malve cannot do anything with the shtar. He can't do anything with the shtar as a document. So because it's, we mentioned doesn't have a teir shtar, some amele, it's worthless. So the Gemara asked, let him keep it for himself. It doesn't have any monetary value. As I said, the Chiddush Yerim. Omar Rav Nosson Bar Eishaye Lotso Al Pleats Lichusay Shalmal. So the Gemara makes an acute. We're speaking about Ashtar. We have to understand. Bizman Chazal, you couldn't find a bottle cap so easily. So if they had things in a bottle, so the way they, if you had a shtar, you can use it to stuff a bottle, so the content shouldn't spill out. So the Gemara says, so fakir batshat, that you return the shtar to the malve, you turn the shtar to the malve, because in the chanami, the shtar does not have any monetary value as a shtar. But it has a monetary value as a bottle cap. So maybe you can't keep it for yourself. It's worth a shavah pruta. So memela, that's why you have to give it back to the malva. Like the Gemara, now you just said something else. Now you just said like this. Till now we're thinking about it's a shtar. Who lost the shtar? Does he own the money? Doesn't he own the money? She told me. But now you're telling me that a shtar, shem b'chais nechosim, is not a shtar. It doesn't have any hilchish now. There's a new din over here. There's a new din over here, but it's a bottle cap, which is worth a shava puta. So why do you give it to the malva? When the hetri l'loiva lotzer apitz l'chisa, give it back to the loiva. Now there's a new din over here. There's a din. Who does this paper belong to? So the Gemara says, loivu da'oma loihayu dvorim ayolam. I'm sure the loiva says it's a forged document. There's no machloikis over here and who lost the paper. There's a paper with a document that's written on it. The malva says, this is a kosher ishtar. Good, according to Rav Meir, you can't be soimach and the eidim because it's mipiksov. Fine, but it's a kosher ishtar. And so memela,
The loiva says, it's a mezuyif, to gishtah. So the loiva is saying, I never wrote the shtah. That's what the loiva is saying. The loiva is saying, this whole thing is a forged document. So memele, so if he says it's a forged document, versteht sich, if you give it to the malbun, you don't give it to the loiva.